Point after try coming up for the Bearcats. They're going to go for two here. Drake steps up under center and bucks out the play. And a penalty marker prior to the snap. We're going to see a false start call against the Bearcats. Jason, I mentioned this earlier in the drive. A different formation for the Bearcats. We're used to that full house formation, three backs behind the quarterback. Tonight, we're seeing just two backs and another, maybe a receiver, maybe lined up in the slot just off of the end.
It's kind of a single wing look. It's something that Bad Axe has really ran quite a bit of. And if you remember, Dave Rowland, former coach here at Ubley, so and him and Coach Sweeney, I'm sure, worked together on those type of formations and that. So, yeah, Ubley kind of running more of a single wing as opposed to a full house right now, though, showing the full house look here on the two-point conversion.
Drake will come up under center. They'll mark off the penalty yardage. This will be a little bit longer, but a two-point conversion try. It's in the end zone. The pass is caught by Nash. A penalty marker on the play. I think you're going to see roughing the passer against the Eagles. So Drake delivers the two-point conversion strike. It is a roughing the passer call against the Eagles. That'll be assessed on the kickoff. 14-0 with 3 minutes left to go in the first quarter. You're listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
Every time we drive a car or truck, we lay our financial security on the line. I'm Karen Krozek from Pruski Insurance, your auto owner's agent in Bad Axe. If you have a fleet of cars or trucks in your business, see us at Pruski Insurance for low rates on commercial auto coverage.
If a truck loses its load, it can cause thousands in damage. This is Dave Pruski. If the driver of a company vehicle is at fault, you may be liable for much more than only the vehicle on the policy. If your company is carrying cargo of any kind, you need it covered. Call us and find out how little it may cost to improve the amount of your coverage. It will give you greater peace of mind every time you see that fleet vehicle leave the lot.
You'll assure your future and help make sure your company's future is secure. We are your no-problem auto owner's agents.
We're Pruski Insurance Agency at 104 Scott Street between Clemco Printing and Braden Tire in Bad Axe.
Welcome back to Hurt Field. 12, make that 14-0. The Bearcats with the lead. The kickoff fielded by the Eagles at the 15-yard line and promptly dumped was Kevin Loss. I mean, picked up and dumped.
Well, and if you remember, that Kevin Loss, he was the one who got the roughing the passer penalty on the previous play, and Eric Booms de-cleated him.
Well, I'm sure Booms said to him, anything you can do, we can do better, and we'll do it legally. Bearcats with the short field to work with as far as the kickoff. They had a 15-yard penalty that worked in their favor and ended up kicking off from the Duckerville 45-yard line. So the Eagles are pinned at the 19, their own 19-yard line, first and 10. Just under 3 minutes to go here in this first quarter. 14-0, Bearcats with the lead. Handoff, Cody Ross, the ball carrier. Ross with a little bit of running room around the left side.
Cody Ross taking the handoff for the
He'll pick up close to four on the play.
Yeah, and Eric Booms on that kickoff, just showing, you know, why he's an All-State performer at linebacker there. That was just perfect form on the tackle there, and Kevin Loss felt his pain.
A couple of updates to pass along here. I'll get those in right after this play here by the Eagles, who are looking at second down and six. Split a receiver wide to the left, and Ross, the ball carrier, Cody Ross.
Cody Ross.
Strung out along the line of scrimmage and lost a couple yards on the play, so third and long coming up for the Eagles.
Go ahead, get those updates in.
Yes, Vassar 12, Bad Axe nothing, Sandusky 6, USA nothing.
Big game over there too at USA for both those teams. Sandusky at 5-2, looking to get into the playoffs with a win. USA, I believe they are 4-3 at the current moment, so they desperately need a win here tonight against Sandusky, and then again next week at Harbor Beach. So this is a very important game for USA.
Eagles split a receiver wide in each direction, and the pass is going to be caught, but short of the first down is Tyler Petullo. Found Dylan Lundgren. That's going to bring a third down and two for the Eagles. Make that fourth down and two. I'm just a step off here tonight for some reason. Fourth and two, and now the Eagles going to be forced to kick it away here. So two consecutive three and outs for the Eagles. Not the way they wanted to open this football game.
No, everything going Ubley's way so far.
Cleary and Peruski again back deep on the punt return. And the kick is going to go out of bounds near the Ubley 42-yard line, so we'll see where the official spotted here. Nonetheless, Bearcats are going to have pretty good field position here. Their third possession of the quarter as there's 50 seconds left here. And they've scored on the first two. It's 14 to nothing.
Yeah, Ubley off to a good start here tonight. Deckerville just getting pushed around defensively. Really kind of a disappointing effort so far. Ubley just taking it to them offensively. And Deckerville kind of, on the two-point conversion, kind of resorting to some bowling tactics, if you will, on the roughing the passer play. That's Ubley, they respond to that in a different way, though. They'll just keep hitting you harder and harder.
And probably keep putting the football in the end zone, too.
The way it looks, they may do it all night long.
Well, that's the way to do it. As Brett Cleary, the ball carrier, spins his way up towards the Ubley 47-yard line.
Well, again, no love lost between these teams here. I mean, it goes back. I know I played in a couple of these battles where there was about as many personal fouls as there were points on the board. I do have an update from the Reese All Saints game. All Saints leading Reese 14-7 in the first quarter.
It'd be worth keeping an eye on there out at Reese. End of the first quarter here from Ubley, 14-0. Bearcats with the lead. You're listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
When it's time for braces, where do you go? Dr. Larry Agassin's office in Bad Axe. Hi, I'm Sarah Kaufman. Dr. Larry Agassin is a highly qualified orthodontist. If you or someone you know needs braces or some other form of orthodontic care, remember, you have one of the best in the business right here. Contact Dr. Larry Agassin for a free consultation. We are located at 118 North Hanselman Street in Bad Axe, across from the post office. Or call 989-269-6811. Trust your smile to Dr. Larry Agassin, supporting local sports and the future of some area youth.
You know, trust, integrity, and personal service still matter to a lot of people. Those values are alive and well in Farm Bureau Insurance agent Casey Yan of Harbor Beach and Ubley. Casey provides the Harbor Beach and Ubley areas with some of the finest insurance service you'll find anywhere. Life, home, auto, farm, business, retirement, and more. You need just one good insurance professional in your life. Make it Casey Yan and Farm Bureau Insurance. Call Casey Yan today in Harbor Beach at 479-3288 or in Ubley at 658-8538. Casey Yan and Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hi, this is Casey Yan, your Farm Bureau Insurance agent in Harbor Beach and Ubley. I would like to apply for the position as your trusted advisor, whether it's helping you choose a deductible for your home or car or managing your financial investments. Please call me at 479-3288 or 658-8538. That's Farm Bureau Insurance, the KCON agency.
Welcome back to Herb Field in Ubley, where the Bearcats have a 14-0 lead. Start of the second quarter. Bearcats with a 2nd-and-6 at their own 48-yard line. Cleary, the ball carrier, pushes his way up to midfield before he stopped by the Deckerville defense. Gain of a couple more. We're looking at 3rd-and-4 coming up for Ubley.
And in that Harbor Beach-Mayville game, we have an update. Harbor Beach leading Mayville 12-0.
Well, the Pirates out of playoff contention. It's homecoming night out in Harbor Beach. It's also homecoming night out at USA. Kind of late in the season, week 8 to have homecoming, but that's just the way the schedule kind of falls for these teams. And nonetheless, they have a beautiful night for homecoming as the ball carrier for the Bearcats, Cleary, Brett Cleary, snowed under near the line of scrimmage. Little or no gain on the play, so an interesting fourth down call coming up here for Bill Sweeney and the Bearcats. 4th-and-5 at the 50-yard line.
Yeah, I think you punted away here. Your defense has been playing pretty well tonight.
And the Bearcats do come out in punt formation. Nobody back deep, though, on this return for the Eagles just yet. A little bit of confusion now. And finally, Zach Colasay drops back. Very short kick. Almost went straight up into the air for the Bearcats. And it'll go out of bounds near the 37-yard line.
Not a good punt there. Only a 13-yard punt. Deckerville with good field position to start here in the second quarter.
So the Eagles, third possession of night, first two, ended in three.